So Pete Crow Armstrong has received his punishment. PCA from the Chicago Cubs. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. So the whole altercation with a White Sox fan that happened during the Crosstown Classic, where he said a thing that we can't say.
He basically told her to...
She said, she heckled him.
Yeah.
She said, "You suck." And then he said, "You suck." And then added a bunch of words to the sentence that we can't really say.
Yeah. He said, "You suck," and I have ideas on what.
He specified what.
Yeah.
So he is going to get fined. We'll tell you in a moment how much he's going to get fined. But I found this story so interesting. And now I'm going to start by saying, obviously, he should not say something like that. Like, you are in a position where people are watching you and they're paying attention to you and the things that you say. This Sox fan... I will say this is pretty wild. She says, "Our goal the entire time we planned this was we knew that PCA was in center field and we were like, we're going to heckle him at some point. So right when he was up at the fence, we were like, this is our prime opportunity. So we just started booing him and I said he sucked. And then he said the words that I can't repeat that you should never say to a woman." So
that's what she said.
Yeah. So she... It was premeditated that they were going to heckle him, and they planned on talking some trash to Pete Crow Armstrong. He responded back in an unkind way, and now he is getting fined. But before I tell you how much he's getting fined, do you want to take a guess at what his salary is?
Oh, he signed a pretty big contract, right? But it was like a year-on-year contract.
So, yeah.
I'm guessing he makes like $1 million a year.
Oh, okay. That would be very little. Oh. So he actually, he has a 6-year, $115 million contract. He got a $5 million signing bonus. He's making about $10 million annually till 2029. And then he's going to go up to $20 million a year in 2030. And then 2031, he'll be $30 million. So he's getting big bucks.
Wow.
So the fine that he's going to get, $5,000, is probably not going to impact his bank account all that much.
He does not care about that.
He will be okay. He'll move on. And, you know, I don't think that this is going to be the end of Pete Crow Armstrong.
No.
He's not
going
to be, you know, super canceled or anything. I think if anything, he's like, oh, I got to, when these things happen, he's going to take a moment and go, not even I lost $5,000, but I don't want that press again.
I don't think he cares.
At all?
At all. Not even a little bit.
No.
Based on the apology he gave yesterday.
So, yeah, the apology was essentially...
And if you're saying he makes $10 million a year and the fine is $5,000, in fact, I would start just yelling at people and be like, I got it.
Yeah, that's true.
I would heckle people back every single game. That's not even a quarter of his salary that he would give up in fines.
You know what would be funny to see you heckling?
Hey, Pete.
You
bad arm.
Punk. You can't catch.
Bad arm and ugly is the best that I'd be able to catch. I don't even know what he looks like. But
that's funny. So there you go. Pete Crow Armstrong has received his punishment, a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
And we think he'll be okay.
He's going to be fine.
Yeah.
He's going to be all right. He's a multimillionaire. Mm-hmm. In fact, this is probably the 5 minutes of fame that like the White Sox fan wanted.
Yeah. She's
sure.
Just fine, too.
Yeah.
All right. It's Mogan and Carla Mornings. We're commercial free. The first chance at Lala Ticket Tag is coming up in about 3 minutes on B96.